Confirmation. It is morning, and you're still in bed. I creep out from under the covers as quietly as I can. I glance at you as you lay there sleeping, your eyes closed, mouth slightly agape as you snore. You look so peaceful. I am tempted to hold you. For a second, I consider forgetting the thoughts in my head, abandon the seeds of doubt in my heart. If I don't water them, they'll never sprout. They could just stay there, waiting, watching for the next crack so it can rear its ugly head. I put my arms around you and you grunt gently. I've known you long enough to know you're not awake. My hands creep under the pillow for the truth. I know if there's anything happening, I would find it in your phone. With some more reaching, I find it. I run downstairs like a dog coming home after he's found a bone. With the curtain still drawn, I sit in the dark, wondering if I should cross this line. This is it. This is the point of no return. Once I open this, there can be no turning back. Do I risk everything to know the truth? Is it better to be happy than to be right? I scroll through photos of random selfies and food you've eaten. Some I recognize because you sent them to me. Others I assume were left in your drafts. I check your phone logs and find the usual suspects. Your mother, your friends, a few people from work. I check your messages and see nothing alarming, save for a very persistent telemarketer offering a part-time job. This can't be it. There must be more. I'm not crazy. Am I? I was just about to call it a day when a notification sends a chill down my spine. "Hey," he said, "I hope you got home safe." I'm still a little sore, but it was so worth it. Till next time. There was a winking emoji, playful and innocent. I wanted to scratch out its semicolon eyes. The notification opens a messaging app, one I haven't seen or heard of before. As I scrolled through the dozens of messages, some from months ago, I swear I could hear the sound of my heart breaking. There, in countless sweet words and images, were all of your indiscretions, all of the times you turned your back on me, on the life we have, on the future we were building, on the men we were going to become. And like a masochist, I found myself going through each message. Your boys talk about your body like it was a country they visited visa-free. You lead them on with kind words, with sweet nothings I thought you had reserved for me. They send you photos of themselves, disheveled selfies in the morning, erect manheads at night. You send them cute photos of yourself, the same one for every boy, and they treat it like it was a goddamn prize. I scroll up to the sore bastard who met you tonight. I read some of your messages today. You alone? At work. You free? You mean time? Or otherwise? I don't know when or how it happened, but somewhere along the line, my love, once a fine cushion you could lay your head upon, turned into shackles that tied you down. I would never ask for your freedom, only your loyalty and your love. I'm sorry that's what this has become. I'm sorry. Whatever it was, I'm saying sorry. Wondering if you ever will.